mercy. I said, give me mercy. Give me mercy.
Loose and juicy.
Thank you.
Getting all loose and juicy. Back in 1975, from the album of the same name, the Passant Brothers out of Michigan and the Beaufort Express. They had been recording through the 60s and came up with this album in 1975, Passant Brothers on Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. Before that, a self-titled LP again from Ripple, 1973. And I don't know what it is, but sure is funky. That's where we're sitting today, at least in this part of the program on Funky Revolutions. Before the break, we had the pleasure of starting our funk set with a more recent track in 2019, Hello Happiness from Chaka Khan and Don't You Know. We went to 1973 after that before the break. And Batback Band released that single, Street Walk, Nija, Nija Walk, back in 1973. I said we needed to refuel the mothership and get back into some of the funk, so that's what we'll do until at least most of this hour anyways. Our next track is also Fatback-ish in a way. 1977 brought together two members of the group, Bill Curtis and Richard Cromwell, as Macho, and one of the 45s they released is this one, Mucho Macho, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Thank you. know, I said I know, you got another woman somewhere around. Hey, I'm a good woman. Treat me like dirt. I don't go nowhere. You don't take me out. If I put on a nice dress, baby, you wanna start a fight. Even my next door neighbor, I've noticed the state I'm in. I know what I'm gonna do. Well, I'm gonna move.
Track from 1966 gives you a sense of where they would head back into the 1970s under a new permutation. I'm a Good Woman from Lydia Pence and The Generation. She would go on continuing to work in the Bay Area, but fronting Cold Sweat gives you a sense of the kind of groove they were able to come up with throughout the 70s. Before that, from 1979, her self-titled LP, Martha High and Oh, This Feeling. And if you go into our archives at the www.ckut.ca, a couple of months back, I did a little feature on her. She had a couple of recent albums, one last year as well, that I thought was worth listening to, including some of her work in the 1970s and 80s. Before that, Macho, Bill Curtis and Richard Cromwell from the Fatback Band from 1977, Mucho Macho. Thought we'd balance that feeling at the beginning of the set with the music you heard from Martha and Lydia Pence. The next artist is actually lesser known, but really quite an interesting artist in terms of coming out of Atlanta. He only put out two albums, one in 1978 and one again in about in the 1980s anyways. The 1972 album was called Truth, and this is seriously one of the nicest tracks on the album. Known as King Hannibal, or also Mighty Hannibal, he had really a very interesting background story. Passed away in 2014. His music was founded in the funk, in R&B, and as well in the gospel. And he certainly did quite a bit in his life. Everything from being a pimp, a drug addict, a soldier, an entertainment editor at the Atlanta Voice, a producer at Venture Records, sometimes an actor, and continued making music at various parts of his life. And his music became quite political in terms of going from just entertaining. He started making records, actually, for singles in 1958. He had Big Chief, Hug 'em and Kiss 'em, and The Biggest Cry. And he would work with a number of other artists and came out of a kind of, had a hard time finding his place, because while he was able to appeal to various groups, his politics would exclude them. His work in the 60s Atlanta clubs was also marred by segregation, as so for so many musicians, where literally in some clubs a rope divided the blacks from the white crowds to keep races divided. And while he was a real performer, wore a turban most of the time, and if you check out some of his early videos, you kind of see the attire, he didn't get any of the real success that maybe his performances were worthy of. Very big, big singer. And he started with a group called the Cardinals. And when he got into making music, it really was kind of in reaction to what they saw happening in Vietnam in the early days. They had a song in 1965 with the Cardinals called Jerkin' the Dog, and would bring together many of the kind of elements of his music, from dance, rhythm and blues, but also kind of the gospel preaching styles that he would find himself. They had a big track in that went became quite popular despite being banned or not played on white radio. And it was really Vietnam musicians who made the song popular. A song called Hymn Number 5 that really talked about, what it was like for a black soldier dying back in Vietnam. That was about 1966. And they would continue making music up until they released the album Truth in 1972-1973. You can hear the kind of the Christian hymns, and he talks about addiction, that he himself had gone through some serious problems with heroin, ended up in jail at one point in his life. He continued making music, as I said, and there was an album that was released in the 1980s when his career was resuscitated. His background story is pretty interesting, and one of the musicians that he helped promote later in life, called King Khan, kind of one of his proteges, wrote in Rolling Stone magazine back on his death in 2014, "The Mighty Hannibal had an incredible wit and was always a showman. As a publicity stunt, he rode an elephant through Midtown Manhattan. He got stuck in the backseat of a car driven by Ray Charles. He learned how to make Molotov cocktails from Stokely Carmichael, and his stories would make you laugh the hardest laugh or cry the biggest cry. He inspired a generation of rock and rollers to carry his torch and bring light to the darkest of places." On CKUT 90.3 FM, King Hannibal, "The Truth Shall Make You Free."
I want to talk to all you addicts out there that's got yourself a great big joint, and you done tried all the methadone, and you just can't leave that heroin alone. I wonder, have you tried Jesus? Sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's gonna be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? Got that good chiba chiba. Bell on. You down?
I'm ready.
Good chiba chiba. Chiba chiba. Dynamite. You dig that chiba chiba, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. They call me the Hoochie Coochie Man. I got that mojo thing. Chiba chiba.
Chiba,
got that mojo thing.
Another interesting and little appreciated percussionist. We just ended this set, Preston Epps, and an unreleased track, so I don't really know when this track was recorded originally. He was making music back in the 50s and throughout the 60s. Percussionist, bongo player, really had a deep influence on the use of bongos. He's the author, actually, of Bongo Rock, made a hit for himself in 1959 and would be reprised later by other groups, and really had an interesting kind of career. Didn't know much about him until I started doing some research about his career. He would accompany many musicians on the bongos, starting first with actually as an accompaniment for Maya Angelou. He picked up the drum interest during his tour in the Air Force during the Korean War in Okinawa in Japan, and then really began to hang out in jazz spots, and then turned to, first the drum and then the bongos in the early 50s. Number of groups that he played with, including the Penguins in the early 1950s, playing calypso music for Maya Angelou, as I said, but he toured with Jackie Wilson, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, among others. And he played bongos in films. He also ran a club. Is credited with discovering Lou Rawls in the early 60s when he worked in a club and signed him to Majesty Records. He continued recording right through his life, and I thought we'd hear a couple of the inspiring sounds that were eventually released. But bongos was his theme, and you can see that it was listening to early African groups, seeing them perform live, that he switched to the bongo. So we're going to hear, we heard Africa. We're going to hear Afromania as we begin to end this set on the Mothership Connection and this funk refueling, as I called it. Up before Preston Epps, Africa, though we heard another interesting group that very little is known about. George Benson was part of it, supposedly. Some people just say it was another front for the Rimshops as a label session band. We heard the Mighty Tomcats with Love Potion, Sheba Sheba, from 1973. About a year later, their really quite famous and only really known album was based on Manu Dibango's Soul Makossa. Before that, of course, King Hannibal, Truth Shall Make You Free. This is a second track on Funky Revolutions from Preston Epps, Afromania. We'll be right back. out of New York released an album, Bartell, John Bartell, in 1971. The single, Naturally Good, released on 45 in 1972. And before that, the bongo player, Preston Epps, a second track from him, Afromania. My name was Khalid. Pleasure to be with you to refuel on the funk. We're going to leave you, though, on another vibe. As usual, I don't get to go through all the tracks I selected for you. Neither even the theme of returning to the, well, the vibes of U-Roy and others. We're going to leave you, though, with a little bit of the mix. U-Roy, Rivers of Babylon from 1975, and see where we go. Reminding you, as usual, on the People's Power Station in Mount Real. Free your mind. Our collective ass will follow. See y'all next week.
Pleasant it is, why and I, brethren, to dwell together in unity and love. Love and unity is all the precious ointment upon the head. That went down to the beard, even I and I beard went under the skirts of my garments. As a duo of Iman, it drew that descended from the holy mountains of Mount Zion. Where the tongue of a dark command is blessed to shine upon an eye. Protection, the sun shall not smite thy by day, now the moon and the stars by night. Jah shall not suffer foot to be moved. Jah shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time until that I was. But I give thanks unto Jah continuously. In thy sight, O Jah.
thanks and praise every night and every day. And I ask God continually to guide and protect thy brother along the way.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in.
Yeah! Oh, cherry, oh, cherry, oh, baby. Want to see I'm in love with you.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch you rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Mato. I live in Montreal, Canada, and every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na.
Radio.
Soundwave in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.